Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Lawiza County naturalist Lana Arts McComb about the monarch butterfly migration event. What can you tell me about what Lawiza County Conservation is doing in regards to this monarch migration?
So the biggest concern with any pollinators, but monarchs especially, is the loss of habitat. And here in Iowa, we have a state that has one of the most changed landscapes of any state in our country. And so these pollinators are often struggling to find the habitat that they need to survive throughout the year. Monarchs, as they start their migration, that habitat is incredibly important. So we like to highlight monarchs this time of year. This is the time that they're gathering and preparing for the migration to Mexico. So we like to highlight the concerns that we have for monarchs and for monarch habitat by doing monarch programs at areas in our county where we have established monarch habitat and monarch way stations. And then we can do our part to encourage other, whether it's individuals, whether it's schools, whether it's businesses, to establish pollinator habitat on the land that they operate. Even going as far, you can establish land as a monarch way station, and you can get it certified and registered as an area that is helpful to pollinators. And so this year, we are doing our monarch migration event out at Chinkapin Bluffs Recreation Area, which is just south of Columbus Junction, to try to bring in people from that community to see monarch butterflies, learn about the tagging and the research that we do, and then hopefully go back home and understand the importance of having flowers and shrubbery and trees in your yard instead of just, you know, mowed, manicured, short Kentucky bluegrass on your lawn.
All right. So I guess I'm kind of unfamiliar with monarch butterfly migrating patterns. I noticed that your event is for one specific day. Is there any sort of like guarantee that these butterflies will be at the location that you've specified, or?
Yep. Our experience is, I guess, the best word. We know that we generally see monarchs and other butterflies. Obviously, on that day, if we see other butterflies, we're going to talk about them as well. We only tag monarchs. We are also partnering. I'm raising monarchs caterpillars in my office right now. We have a couple of other people and some classrooms that are raising monarch caterpillars. So we will be able, if all of the timing lines up, if I can get my caterpillars to hatch out by then, we can bring those monarch butterflies and release them at our Chinkapin program. And then probably the morning of, I will visit some of our other monarch habitat areas and try to catch a few butterflies that we can then release during our program. It's obviously monarchs are going to do what they're going to do, but I'm fairly confident that we will have plenty of monarch butterflies. And if not, then the kids will have a chance to run around and catch and learn about any pollinators that we can find out at Chinkapin. There's never a shortage of that.
What is the tagging process and what is it used for?
So the tagging process involves putting a tiny little sticker with a unique number on the underside of the wing of the monarch butterfly. And that unique number is, like I said, unique to that individual butterfly. And so the goal is to track, A, where the monarch started by recording, this is, you know, tag number 2, and it was attached in Lawiza County in September. And then the goal would be that that monarch is found with that tag intact, alive and happy and well, in Mexico. It is a process where, say, the monarch was caught in Texas, we would have an idea that the monarchs went from Iowa south to Texas before crossing over into Mexico. We might have a monarch here that is caught in a net in Colorado, then we have an idea of which direction those monarch butterflies are going. And if anything, it's just an idea of approximately how many monarchs were seen in a season in one point of the county, of the country, even if they're not caught again on their migration.
All right, so these tags, they don't disrupt the flight paths of these butterflies?
Nope. It's been a carefully researched process. They're all carefully weighted out. We order them from an organization called Monarch Watch, which is headquartered in Lawrence, Kansas, and they are the premier research facility for monarch butterflies, and they handle this whole tagging process. So when we are done tagging our butterflies here in Lawiza County, we send all of that data to Monarch Watch, and they are the facilitators. They gather that data. They use that data from all over the country to get a snapshot of how monarchs are doing at any given time. And so they have made sure that the whole process isn't going to be stressful for the butterflies.
Okay. Anything else about this event that you'd like to let people know about?
It's free. It's open to the public. You can show up. We're doing it for about an hour, but I'm anticipating that, you know, people will be there before, people will be there after, and it's just going to be a come and go as you please. We'll have plenty of activities for little people all the way up to adults, whether you want to just run around and catch insects and butterflies or whether you want to learn about the more scientific and in-depth process of monarch tagging and monarch migration. It's going to be a really great evening, and I'm excited to do it at Chinkapin. I know they did it closer to Wapello last year, so it'll be nice to bring out a entirely new community out to Chinkapin Bluffs Recreation Area.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Lana Arts McComb. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.